Hello guys, how are you? Thank you so much for tuning back into my podcast. I have very much missed you guys and I've missed recording. It's been such a long time. A lot of changes have been happening. I'm back in the city, in the Big Apple, and getting settled back into my life again and just, you know, continuing on with my healing journey and everything. So everything has been well. I am very grateful and very humble for everything that has been going correctly, and for the things that haven't been going correctly, they were just lessons that I have been, you know, reflecting on and trying to, you know, see if they apply to my life or if any changes need to be done. But other than that, I hope you guys are doing well. A happy Sunday. I hope you guys are happy and I hope you guys are getting some sunshine today. It is so beautiful. I'm actually out in nature. I've been out here for a couple hours just getting ready to do this recording and it's been so peaceful. I've been grounding. I've just been, you know, absorbing all of that good vitamin D, y'all. It's been just so amazing. I feel very relieved and very light, actually. So I feel very clear-minded and everything. So I am very, very grateful for Mother Nature. And I hope you guys are really out there getting some sunshine and being happy. Because every day is a happy day. And I hope we spend all our days with grace and with happiness and with love. So, So for my new listeners, welcome. My name is Ropani and my show or my podcast is called Reparent Ropani because I'm going on this healing journey, just trying to elevate myself, heal myself, as well as elevate and heal my loved ones along the way, because we're all connected and we all, once one person heals, we can all heal the whole nation. So I'm just doing my part on my healing journey to heal and elevate as well. So I greatly appreciate you guys listening and supporting me all this time and for being patient with me with everything. I'm very, very, very grateful as I, you know, transition back into doing my podcast again and just getting back into a nice routine where I could, you know, get into the zone of doing podcasts as well as, you know, living my life, working, and, you know, just exploring myself again. And yeah, so you guys, you know what to do as always, you know, like, subscribe, share, do your thing, share with everybody that you know that needs healing, share with your loved ones. And, you know, I very greatly appreciate you guys for, you know, getting my content out there and, you know, getting my views up and everything. I'm very, very grateful for each and every one of you guys. Okay. So, speaking of nature and being out here, I remember telling you guys that I was going to do some episodes on our chakras and what they mean and everything. So the universe actually spoke to me to do a chakra podcast sooner than I thought. So actually, I wanted to start out with our root chakras. There's more than 7 chakras in our body, but currently we are focused on the current 7 that we see and work with. So the first one is our root chakra, and that one is located at the base of your spine. It's associated with the color red, and the reason why the universe spoke to me to do a podcast about the root chakra is because a couple of days ago I was in a situation where I felt unsafe out in the world. Well, for the past couple of weeks actually, I've been feeling unsafe, and every time I go out into public I would have an anxiety attack and feel like I didn't belong, and I just felt like home, my apartment, was the only safe place out into the world. And once I leave my apartment, I felt like I was going to be harmed. I felt like I wasn't safe at all. So, and you know, the more that I kept ignoring it, the more that it kept building up. So the past couple of days I was out with a friend and I had an anxiety attack, and so I went ahead and reflected to find out exactly what was going on, and to you know, just dig up, you know, the root of, you know, why I had that and what exactly was going on. And it turned out to be, you know, my root chakra was out of balance. And the root chakra is basically your foundation, your survival, you feeling grounded, safe, and you feeling safe, and you feeling like you can take care of yourself, and you feeling like, you know, you're protected. So it's basically like the base of everything. So our chakras, we have to continuously work on them. So just because you worked on your root chakra doesn't mean that it's good forever. Like, things happen in life, and your chakras are always going to take a hit. So, like, for example, if, like, you lose your job and you don't feel like you have money, that can affect your root chakra because you don't feel stable in life. So if you lose, like, a relationship, you're going to feel alone, you're going to feel isolated. That can, you know, take a toll on your root chakra. If you feel misunderstood, or if you lose direction of where you're going in life, if you don't know who you are, or you feel like you have no purpose, and you just feel like, you know, you're just floating out into the world, you don't feel grounded, you don't feel like you know exactly who you are or exactly what you need to be doing in this world. As you guys can hear, nature is talking, so there's going to be like birds in the background, the planes are going, there's music going. So but yeah, so that's, you know, the distractions I'm having in the background. But other than that, yeah, with your root chakra, so if you feel like you were raised in like survival mode your whole life, and you feel powerless, like, that's going to affect your root chakra because you don't feel grounded in your life, and you don't feel stable, and you don't feel safe in your life. So most of my life, this has affected me because I have never, you know, had a really safe and a grounded place where, like, a place that I called home. So my root chakra has always been out of balance, and, like, now that I know how to, you know, work with it and how to heal it, and, you know, how to notice every time it's out of balance, I can, you know, work on it and try to, you know, fix it. But childhood traumas usually are the start of the root chakras. So with the root chakra, you feel shame, guilt, and fear, and that's usually the vibration we send out when we're feeling that way. And also, if you're having problems with, like, money or handling money, that's also affecting your root chakra. And also, you know, if you're holding on to, like, your past traumas, and the things that you could do to help with your past traumas is shadow work. But, you know, we can get into that at another time. But if you're also just feeling like you don't belong in this world, and you're always having to escape reality. So people that normally, you know, escape reality could be, you know, doing drugs or alcohol or overeating or excessively watching TV, or just like doing things that, you know, make them having to, you know, go into a different space of mind where they don't have to deal with what's going on in front of them. So other things where, you know, you could feel like your root chakra is out of balance is, you know, you feel very sluggish and very tired, and you have, you know, health problems with your feet and with your back. And the things that you need to do to help, you know, balance your root chakra is learning to be alone, and not learning to not depend on people all the time. So just being out with the earth, being out with the world on your own, and learning to, you know, tell yourself that, you know, you're okay, you'll be fine, you're safe, and nobody is going to harm you, nothing is going to harm you, you know, you're protected by the world, and you don't need to depend on somebody to protect you. So other things that you could do is, you know, moving your body, exercising,
walking, dancing even, or just, you know, yoga, or just something to free your body, because, you know, you just need to let all of that energy move. And other things that you could do is, you know, wearing red, since the root chakra is associated with the color red. You could wear reds on the days that is associated with our root chakras. All of the chakras have different days that they're associated with, and Saturdays is the day that the root chakra is associated with. So you could, you know, eat red foods that day. You could wear red all day that day, or so make sure to do everything though intentionally. So when you decide to wear red, wear it intentionally. If you decide to eat foods that are red, eat them intentionally. And so with the root chakra, so I just wanted to go ahead and go over a few more like root chakra healings, a few that you might have heard already, but I just wanted to go ahead and go over them again, so just to make sure that, you know, we get a clear understanding of what the root chakra is and how we could, you know, balance our root chakra out. So with the root chakra, basically it's when we ensure basic needs are being met. So like things like, do we have enough food to eat, or do we have enough water? And when we're cold, do we have something that, you know, could protect us, give us warmth? When we're tired, do we have a place where we can get enough rest? Are we having enough security within our lives? And do we feel safe in this world within ourselves as well? Another thing that we could do to heal our root chakra is meditating. So meditating in the morning can be especially profound because it allows you to get grounded, centered, and stable as you start your day. So that's actually my favorite time to meditate, is right in the morning when the sun is rising. I just feel like just getting that early morning sunshine within myself, it just gives me so much energy from the sun. Or, you know, just having also that routine of waking up early in the morning with the sun just gets my day a little bit, you know, better. And I'm actually ready to start my day early in the morning as well. Other things that you could do is grounding affirmations. So like, just focus on the affirmations specifically dedicated to helping you feel grounded, stable, secure, calm, strong, peaceful, and centered. So the other thing you could do is connecting to earth. So like what I'm doing right now is just finding a spot to sit outside where you can journal, meditate, or simply just be. So another thing that I love doing in New York especially is just sitting outside with my feet on the grass and just people watching, because sometimes you just get lost in time just forever just watching people just do what New Yorkers do, if you know what I mean. So it's really calming sometimes and it's really peaceful. So just being outside, feeling the sunshine, feeling the grass, the ground, listening to the birds, or just, you know, just feeling what Earth has to give you is really so much better than being surrounded by four walls. So just something to do to help with your root chakras. So another thing you can do is just breathing exercises, and those just to help you regain your feelings of calm, balance, and your inner peace. And another thing you could do is just giving gratitude. So as you noticed everything in your life that allows you to have a solid foundation, say like a little thank you for each thing. So just, you know, if you have a job, you know, just being grateful for your job. It doesn't matter what job, because it's a job that's helping you feel safe and stable at that moment. And, you know, if you have a safe place to live, just being grateful for that. And if you have food and water and enough rest, just being grateful for that as well. So just like the little things that are happening in your life every single day that you sometimes, you know, not even notice, just being grateful for all of that. So another thing you could do is journaling. So you can write about like your inner feelings, your thoughts, and your inner self, and everything that you know that's going on in your head that's not making you feel safe and secure and stable. So or you could also just practice like writing your affirmations, what you're grateful for, or like some root chakra journal prompts that you can find online as well. Another thing that you could do is just visualization. So just visualize your highest self with like an open and balanced root chakra. So like, what does your day look like with your balanced chakra? Like if there's obstacles that come in your way, how do you react? Do you react with calmness, stability, and steadiness, or do you just react right away? So just like visualize like your day, and like just visualize how like your day would go like when you're feeling stable, secure, and safe out into the world. And if anything does try to come and harm you, how do you react when you're safe, stable, and calm? So just something to look at. So with this episode, I actually wanted to do like a short meditation at the end, just to help us with our root chakra, and just something that helped me as well too, since my root chakra has been out of balance the past couple of weeks. And I am so glad that I was able to reflect and get the answer from the universe that my root chakra was out of balance. So now that I am able to actually work on healing my root chakra, so that next time if it does happen again, I know what to do. But yeah, so I wanted to just go ahead and do some root chakra affirmations, a meditation as well. So it's very short. So I don't know what you guys are doing at this time, but if you guys are listening to my podcast while you're busy doing something, I would recommend just coming back to my podcast later on and listening to this meditation, or I could just, you know, do a different episode with the root chakra meditation so that you guys, I think I'll do that best. I'll just do another episode of a root chakra meditation, so, you know, it'll be two different things, so you guys can get both episodes. But yeah, so I definitely appreciate you guys listening all the way out to the end. And you know, working on our root chakras is something that I would very recommend very much before, you know, you work on any of your other chakras, because, you know, it's the base. It's a root chakra is the number one. So once you work on your root chakra, you can easily navigate or transition to the next chakras. So so I'll go ahead and post more episodes of all of the chakra series, all of the chakras, to do my chakra series episodes. And so they'll all be about what the chakras are, how to unblock your chakras, how to heal your chakras, as well as meditations to go along with the chakra series. So definitely appreciate you guys very much. I am so grateful to be back on, to be doing this episodes with you guys, and to continue our healing journey. I'm so grateful. I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys are healing. I hope you guys are being kind, getting some sunshine every day. I am forever grateful for each and every one of you guys. Much love, love and light. Until next time, guys, be blessed. Stay safe. I'll talk to you guys again. Goodbye.